Hello everyone, and welcome to today's podcast. This episode is actually quite a strange for me because I wanted to actually talk about bipolar disorder, you know. Then I thought about BPD, you know, borderline personality disorder, and so on and so forth. But suddenly something just came to my mind, and then I started to think that I thought that, yeah, this is something that most people can relate to. I mean, I wanna say the stuff that everyone can relate to. So today we shall be talking about the big elephant in the room. Something that most of us know, feel, and deal with every day. To all of you out there dealing with any of these problems and disorders, I tip off my hat to you. You guys are legends. You guys are mad lads. You guys are kings. You guys are queens. You guys are soldiers, hey! You guys are amazing. So what today I'm going to be talking about is the old man in the mad mask. PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. What is PTSD to anyone who doesn't know, who's lucky enough to not know? PTSD is basically something that happened to you in the past. Doesn't matter if it's the distant past or the near past, not so distant past. And the effects are still there. The most and foremost form of mainstream PTSD thing that you can see online and all over the place are soldiers, mainly USA soldiers, because they actually put the time to say these things out loud. Go to YouTube, it's full of them. And you can actually see and hear their stories. What happened to them, the explosions, the gunfires, the killings. And when something bad happens to you over the course of your life, you start to get flashbacks of it. You start to see those things when sometimes even they don't exist. And on the very bad side of this disorder is where you actively remember everything that happened in the past. All of the things that gave you PTSD, things that gave you trauma, that now makes you remember them, feel the same way. And sometimes you get shortage of breathing, you get angry, you get panic attacks, which is an entire world on its own. But I'd rather not talk about panic attacks because it's something that's still fresh for me. So let's go back to PTSD. PTSD can actually cause you to remember stuff, and the trigger for that could be anything. It can be anything, like you can see water spilling on the ground, and it might trigger that. It might trigger a trauma in your past. You might eat a pizza again without me. That you deserve to get triggered if you eat pizza without me. And the smallest sound, the smallest hint of a smell, anything can actually cause the PTSD to be triggered. So let's look at it this way. Most of us had traumatic experiences. Most of us, and if we want to make any statistic, I think it's going to be 100%. There is no one on this planet that didn't have any kind of traumatic experiences, except maybe Jeff Bezos. Maybe, I don't know, maybe if I had that much money, all of my traumatic experiences would just go poof, and it wouldn't matter anymore. And I would literally be happy if I find that there are people that didn't have PTSD, didn't have to deal with it. But most people do. Let's not kid ourselves, around all of us. When I was a kid, there were kid shows that if you watch them today, they will scar you for life. And they showed that to us when we were children, when we were just kids. There was this witch who had like big nose, and there was this big guy who would kidnap kids. I understand, they wanted to say don't go out with those kind of guys, shady looking guys, but that left a traumatic experience on everyone. All of us, we might have had a traumatic experience from our dads, our moms. And I'm sorry to anyone who might get triggered by this, but please, hang on strong. Listen to this. This might help you. And if that helps you, that would make me the happiest man on the planet. I had my fair share of traumas in my life. And usually when it gets triggered, I usually find myself angry, out of breath. No, it's not Corona, I assure you. I would find myself out of breath, angry, and physically tired. And I just want to retreat someplace. Usually around me, there are lots of noises, there are lots of people. But when this happens, I want to actually go somewhere quiet. I like the sounds, I like the music, I like the chaos of it all. But when that happens, I just want everything to go quiet. Why is that? Why do we run away from our traumas, actually? Yes, of course, it's a scary thing, and we always run away from scary things. But why? They cannot hurt us anymore. They are as real and as big as they used to be. Maybe even bigger. But why do we actually run? Have you ever considered thinking to yourself about this, that why am I running from my past traumas? They cannot reach me anymore. Of course, granted, there are people out there whose traumas live in their brain, they live in their mind, and it's always there. 100% agree with that. I understand your struggle. But why do we run away from it? Why don't we brave it? It's a nasty process. It's a nasty process. But don't you think that we have to actually communicate with ourselves in order to better know ourselves and to heal up? In a sense, shouldn't we accept the things that have happened to us in the past? Shouldn't we accept that we have been through all of that, and if we accept who we are and the things that have happened to us, and accept ourselves for who we are and what has transpired in our lives, what kind of transgressions have been made to our psyche, wouldn't that make us just a bit more stronger? Because we are not running away from the thing that caused all of this. We are taking a stand and we are fighting. It's hard. Believe me, it's hard. But usually most good things come with hardship. Look at it this way. You have been through a lot. Who goes through a lot in the world? Can you tell me that? Can you tell me who goes through a lot and lot in their life? Can you tell me that? Heroes do. Main characters do. Strong people do. Those that don't give up. So if you have been through tremendous amounts of problems, if you have been through a humongous amount of setbacks, doesn't that mean that you are actually the hero of the story? Doesn't that mean that you are actually stronger than you think you are? I mean, come on. Some people kill themselves under conditions that are not so extreme. I'm not downplaying any of them. May they rest in peace. I'm not downplaying anyone. If you have listened to my podcasts, you know, I view everyone the same. But you have survived. Doesn't that mean that you are fighting? Doesn't that mean that those troubles and problems made you stronger than who you really are? Doesn't that mean that you are now carrying battle scars? Doesn't that mean that you are now taking the banner of the fight into the midst of the hordes of the enemies, saying, yeah, I survived? I had this friend who had a lot of self-inflicted wounds on his body, and when I told him, I asked him, I said, how do they make you feel when you watch them, when you see them? How does that make you feel, buddy? He gave me this grin on his face and said, they are my battle scars. And he started to tell me every single one. There was a story behind every one of them. He just showed me one on his arm and said, you see this? This is when my dad just hit me in the stomach with a punch so hard that I actually vomit blood. And then he showed one on his chest and said, do you see this? This is when the girl I loved just left me. And he gave me this perspective. He told me that the scars that you see and you don't see are not problems, are not the disorder. He said, these are our ways of fighting things in our lives each and every day. He had PTSD. The story of his life was amazing. Maybe one day I would share that with you. But he said, something that he said that always got me was, PTSD happens because you as a person, as a human, have tried to achieve greatness. And that always stuck with me. He said, because if you are like everyone else, going in the exact same direction as everyone else, if you are running the same miles as everyone else, then you wouldn't even get scars. You wouldn't even get any trauma. You got all of that because you fought. You stuck to your own principles, and you said, I'm gonna do this my way. He told me that you are actually strong. You're a stronger person if you have PTSD than a normal person. I'm just paraphrasing his words. He said you are stronger than normal people because you have fought and you survived. And that PTSD is your battle scar, is your badge of honor, and you are showing everyone that you survived. He said, I'm gonna go fight again and again and again, and I will never give up, no matter how much wounds I get, because in the end I know in my heart that what I'm doing is right. I know what I'm doing is not wrong, and I'm gonna fight for that each and every day. So this is my word to you guys and girls. Come on, man, this is hard. This is my word to all of you. Stay strong. Fight the good fight. If you have PTSD, if you have mental scars, if you have emotional issues, take pride in it. You have fought and you have survived. You gotta get better. You gotta get back on that horse or tank or car or whatever it is you want to get on back on. You have to get back on it. You have to fight, because I'm here fighting with you. All of us are one big, I'm not gonna say brotherhood or sisterhood, all of us are a family. We are all fighting one same monster, side by side. So no matter what happens, I want you to take hope in the fact that you guys are survivors. You guys stood up. You guys took the banner and went into the fight. You know that in the old times, when you took the banners high, it kept the morale up. It showed that your flag hasn't fallen yet. And if the flag would just drop, everyone else's morale would just drop as well. So it's your duty to carry that flag, because I would be there with you carrying that flag. I love you all. All of you. You are all my family. I'm gonna fight beside you. And I'm gonna have a bite at your pizza, because that's what families do. And no matter what happens, look at yourself in the mirror with pride. And fight. See you guys soon.